Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is fabulouser than ever. We appreciate that. I get to take an undeserved day off tomorrow, so he'll do even more work. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Chris Martinez back. Dr. Chris Martinez, he is known. He's a professor of botany at Bucknell University and really is the go-to expert when it comes to plants and taking good care of the environment and monitoring that. He's the A. David Burpee Professor of Plant Genetics and Research and the curator of the Manning Herbarium right now in the biology department at Bucknell. But you probably know him as the man who brought you Plants Are Cool Too.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing just fabulous. I have to know that Plants Are Cool Too is inspiring people to study botany and inspiring kids to take action and to climb and to look at plants. And you can find rare plants. You could even discover a plant. Is that happening?
Yeah, you sure could. Yeah, this is a video series on YouTube that we've been making for about 10 years, myself and these really outstanding videographers and friends. And yeah, I would say that I think it is work. And I get actually lots of emails from teachers. I get students reaching out to me from different universities. And it's, you know, if people are looking for something to do over this holiday time, it's not a bad way to pass the time and learn about some cool plants and the scientists that study them.
Well, and you can go out and try to find some plants, too. You might discover a previously undiscovered plant in your own backyard. You've done that.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
You've discovered.
Yeah, we had a recent episode that I think you're alluding to that was right down the street from you at Shikellamy Bluffs Cliffs, where we found a plant that no one had known was in Pennsylvania, a really rare plant that we found while making one of these videos. So pretty exciting.
Well, and you've traveled the globe and found plants that no one knew about, or that weren't really logged or known about at all elsewhere in the planet. And of course, you've involved students all along the way, and even some high school students had some involvement. So, I think the Plants Are Cool Too series is really just doing a great job. Well, we are a week away from Thanksgiving. That's a bizarre sentence right there. But hashtag Plantsgiving. So we're going to celebrate Plantsgiving next week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we sure are. I hope a lot of people will do it with me. I mean, a lot of this comes down to me being pretty sad about Thanksgiving. You know, we live here, my family and I live here in Pennsylvania. Most of our families are outside of the state, and we're not going to go see them, right? We're sort of in agreement that this is not the year for us to travel to family and to get in large gatherings, and I'm pretty bummed out about it, right? And I've been thinking about how can I still feel connected to my family in maybe a fun way. And then I realized that since 2018, all the plant nerds like me around the country have been actually getting together during Thanksgiving over sort of our meals, right? We've been posting on social media using the hashtag Plantsgiving for the last couple of years as a way to report to each other how many different plants we are using in our Thanksgiving meal. And I know this sounds kind of esoteric and kind of dorky, and it is, right? But it's also been this amazing way for those of us who love plants to feel connected during the Thanksgiving holiday. And I'm hoping this year this might be a way that not just my family and friends can connect and at least just share what are we eating and how many different plants are in the meals that we're eating. But I'm hoping a lot of other people might join in this year as well. I mean, why not? Let's do something that's fun that brings us all together.
Well, it does sound a little dorky, you admit that, but admission is the first step to rehabilitation, so
I'll never be rehabbed.
We'll leave it at that. But why should we be aware of this? Certainly this will be fun to try to think, how plants were involved in your meal, but this is really critically important, I think anyway, that folks get a sense of sort of our global root print as we go through our days.
Yeah, that's good. So here's the thing that I have found over these last couple of years is that, when I hear about what other people are eating during their Thanksgiving meals, what I've learned is that across geographic distances and across cultures and family heritages, people are eating a lot more than just their turkey, right? We all serve all sorts of different plants, things we might not even be aware of until we look at ingredients lists. But it's a way that I've, you know, now used, particularly with my students, to sort of highlight the idea that that plants are you know, so important in so many ways, ecologically and all sorts of ways we can imagine. But also, they're the thing that has allowed us to sort of be the species we are today, right? Think about how much of our food is directly coming from plants and how many different plants we really use. So you walk into the grocery store and you just start counting the number of different species, even in the produce section, and you quickly get into the many dozens of different kinds of things, right? We eat a lot of corn, we eat a lot of wheat, we eat a lot of other things, but the diversity of stuff we've developed as crops is pretty amazing, right? It's a real testament to what we've been able to do as a species as well.
We're calling Samantha Pearson our next guest on this show, The Holiday Heavy. But I would have to think that there'd be one aspect in the back of your mind that's a little bit heavy, that climate change and colony collapse disorder are certainly changing the plant field, and maybe there's some threats to it, too. What do you worry about when it comes to plants?
Yeah, I mean, if we're thinking about the foods that we eat and the crops that we depend on, right, we need certain things to be kind of stable, right? We do need there to be rain. We do need there to be a pretty stable sort of pattern of climate. We do need there to be pollinators and methods of pollination. We need all that stuff to happen in order to feed ourselves, right? So when I think about these potential shifts that we are seeing and could potentially see into the future, that's one of my first worries, right? And especially if we're talking about food plants today, you know, the shifts that might be required in terms of, you know, where we can grow our food and how much of our food we can grow, you know, are the things that are sort of scary to me. We get a lot of people out there, a lot of hungry people, a lot of people that need to be fed, and so threats to our agricultural system, you know, are pretty important to consider, and I'm thankful that there's a lot of plant scientists and climate scientists out there trying to just sort of figure out some solutions.
Well, I like to worry, so this bugs me a lot, but you seem to keep it in perspective. You certainly are worried. You said that, but how worried? Losing sleep worried or just concerned? Tell us about that.
I don't know. I mean, I tend to get a decent night's sleep generally because I want to spend my waking hours like thinking about solutions and staying kind of positive and sort of talking to other scientists about what they're working on. But yeah, I'm generally pretty worried, right? It's almost hard to imagine here, right? We're in a really good part of the world in terms of sort of general stability, right? But there's parts of the world that are already on the edges of, like, being arid and being, you know, droughty, and being sort of places that are sort of marginal in terms of their agricultural quality. And these are some of these places, there's lots of people living, and even just small shifts, right, in our ability to feed people in those regions could be catastrophic, right? So when I really think about it, thank you, Mark, then I do start to worry more.
Well, let's get a lot more upbeat. My daughter, who's a vegan, sends me notes and tells me the kind of Thanksgiving she's going to be having. You know what? It doesn't have turkey, but all the rest of it is the same. It's mashed potatoes and pecan pie and pumpkin pie and stuffing and cranberries. Yeah. Those are on everybody's menu.
Yeah, I got to come clean. And I think a lot of other people might come out with the same thing, but it's not about the turkey for me. I like that it's there, right? But it's the side dishes. It's all that other stuff that I love to eat. And this is actually where we find out we're eating a ton of different plants, right? There's the main dishes. You know, you're going to get potatoes and maybe green beans and corn and sweet potatoes. So all of a sudden you're at like four or five species. But then think about dessert, right? Well, there's pumpkin and there's going to be maybe cherry or the apple if you're lucky, right? And all the spices and herbs that you throw into all those things. Did somebody have a glass of wine? Well, there's your grapes. Did somebody have a beer? Well, there's some barley and maybe some hops. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I actually use a ton of different plants in my Thanksgiving dinner. And that's kind of what I'm hoping people will realize, right? It's a fun thing. It's a way to bring people together across, you know, social media platforms, which is the idea here. And then, you know, it's also a way for me to maybe get people learn a little bit about plant diversity and, you know, teach people without people realizing they're in school.
Well, and then those are sort of the main ingredients. You mentioned a few, and so did I. But then you have things we wouldn't mention, the binders and the yeasts and the spices. Yep. Almost all of our spices are plants, right? I mean, that's what we...
They are.
We grow them.
And that's where the secret is, Mark. If people want to, like, compete here, right? Because there's a lot of... In the past years, we've had botanists reporting dozens of different plant species in their meals. We had a dinner in Arizona last year that had 122 different plants in it. They just started digging around and looking in their ingredients, and yeah, they're botanists, so they also added a lot of interesting stuff. But I think if people really want to play along here and, like, have high numbers, then start looking at, like you said, what are the things, pumpkin pies, not just pumpkin. Well, there's nutmeg and there's cinnamon, and those are all plant products, right? If you look at what you sort of put in your turkey to season it, well, there's probably 5, 6, 7, 8 different herbs you put in there. Each one of those is a different plant. So I think if people really get into this and they start to count all these different things, they're going to be really surprised by how many plants are in their meal.
The most enthusiastic botanist we've ever interviewed. Dr. Chris Martin.
I don't mind getting the credit.
Hashtag PlantsGiving, the goal, raise awareness of the importance of plants in our life, and a tiny bit about the threats, but make sure you know that a lot of this time that we have now is opportunities to look for solutions. I like that. Get a good night's sleep so you can find solutions during the day. Chris, thank you so much. Any additional remark or information for us?
Say that I hope people do play along, right? So use the hashtag PlantsGiving, all one word. I'm going to be on Facebook where my parents are, and on Twitter where the scientists and the Gen Xers are, and I'm going to be on Instagram where my kids are and my nieces are. And, put something out there. Just say, here's the different plants I use. Here's my number of plants I use. And I think what people will notice is there's going to be people all over the country doing the same thing. And I hope it brings people together at a time where maybe we can't see our loved ones the way we'd like to.
Your wife is on Instagram, too, just for an information, just an FYI.
She's a lurker.
She's monitoring all of this to make sure everybody's behaving. Thank you so much, Dr. Martin. Chris, thank you so much for checking in today. Please do enjoy your Plantsgiving feast next week.
Sure thing. Thanks, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Dr. Chris Martin, of course, Plants Are Cool fame. He's a botanist at Bucknell University in charge of the herbarium there. And he's talking about hashtag PlantsGiving, this idea of raising awareness and having some fun next week, identifying the plants used in your meal.